Now, the US has announced sanctions on Russia over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Simon Marks joins me with all the latest from the US. A bit of a departure from the Trump administration in its attitude to Russia.
Yeah, no question about that, Ian. A turnaround, to be sure. This was the day when the chickens came home to roost for President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin in terms of his relationship with the USA. The State Department announced sanctions against Russia this morning. As we postulated on the programme a few days ago, they were indeed timed to coincide with a similar announcement by the European Union. The Biden administration is targeting 7 high-level Russian officials for sanctions and 14 entities. All of them are accused of proliferation activities in support of Russia's chemical weapons program. That's a reflection of the fact that opposition activist Alexei Navalny nearly died after Kremlin agents poisoned him with Novichok. The US says the measures are designed to send a clear message that Russia's use of chemical weapons has severe consequences. But how severe? At the White House today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki conceded the measures unveiled this morning are not exactly expected to bring Vladimir Putin to his knees.
It was not meant to be a silver bullet or an ending to what has been a difficult relationship with Russia. We expect the relationship to continue to be a challenge. We're prepared for that. And we're neither seeking to reset our relations with Russia, nor are we seeking to escalate.
A flexing of America's diplomatic muscles, then. She acknowledged the U.S. might need Moscow in the president's bid to get diplomacy moving again with Iran.
The point is, there are areas where we disagree. There are areas where there's significant challenge. There are also areas where we are going to work with the Russians, as we would with most global partners, when we need to take steps that are in the interest of the United States.
The other big news of the day here is taking place in Congress, where the FBI Director Christopher Wray has been testifying about January's deadly attack on Capitol Hill. And he left no doubt about his view of the gravity of the insurrection mounted by armed conspiracy theory believing supporters of then President Donald Trump.
That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior. Plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
He dismissed as completely untrue suggestions that the mob that assaulted the Capitol building were pretending to be Trump supporters in a bid to discredit the former president. He said there was no evidence whatsoever to suggest that leftist supporters of Antifa or Black Lives Matter were responsible for the violence.
Certainly, while we're equal opportunity and looking for violent extremism of any ideology, we have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th. That doesn't mean we're not looking, and we'll continue to look, but at the moment we have not seen that.
The FBI director said domestic terrorism is metastasizing across the country, further evidence of the threat that Trump supporters still pose to civic peace here. Finally tonight, and changing direction completely. Are you ready for this? I've been working on it all day. "It's a pretty good zoo," said young Gerald McGrew, "and the fellow who runs it seems proud of it too. But that wonderful book by the great Dr. Seuss is now on a hit list, soon to go out of use. The publishers say it's racist in tone, and also they claim are 5 other Seuss tomes. So they'll pull them and pulp them, proscribe them and dump them, save young minds from pictures and stories that rhyme. Only 6, mind, the rest, Ian, withstand tests of time."
Don't give up the day job, Simon. on second thoughts, thank you very much indeed, our very own Dr. Seuss. 7:48 on LBC.